ULP. This is KO4NNH. ULP. This is KO4NNH. Is that you, Alexander? I can barely pick you out. No response heard. Clear. This is KO4NNH. Am I coming in full quieting?
Yes, sir. Fine. A little bit, just a touch of white noise in the background, but.
You have the noise. Looks like I'm having issues on my side. I thought it odd. I couldn't pick out the repeater. I can barely make you out.
Okay, and 4 WA.
Go ahead, sir.
Overdriving the mic just a little bit. If you back the microphone away from your mouth a little bit, or if you turn your microphone gain down, you would have a near perfect signal.
Copy that. Appreciate it. Is this any better? Yeah, 4 MRA.
You're much, much more readable that way, and you're into the repeater clean. Now, the other station, are you in there?
Hey, Steve, how you doing today?
Hey, bud, same thing on your end. Hold it down away from your mouth just a little ways, or turn your mic gain down a little bit. You're overdriving the mic.
Turn down my mic gain some more.
Oh, yeah, that went to the far other extreme. You give it just a little bit back, and you'll be perfect. No, that's worse.
Got it right where it needs to be.
That sounds good. You, matter of fact, you could give it just a little bit more, and that would be great. See, when you were in there before, it sounded like it was, almost sounded like it was a little bit muffled because it was just too much going into the mic.
I'm still kind of dialing this space station a little bit. I haven't fully figured out what my little mobile setup I got.
Gotta take care. I'm gonna break away and be listening. This is KI4, Marty.
Well, you both absolutely sound great. Now, matter of fact, I didn't catch your call sign on the other signal. Yours sounds really clean now. That made you a lot more readable. So, anyhow, I'll get out of y'all's way. Y'all pick it up and carry on. KN4, VWA.
I appreciate that. Calling you Kilo India 4, my Romeo Alpha Friend. I'm still trying to learn this little HC, so I appreciate it.
KA and KI4, MRA, this has been KO4NH. Dad, I tell you what, man, you're coming in good now. You just kind of went quiet there, though. Appreciate the signal report, gentlemen. Thank you. KO4NH clear.
Take care,
Fred.
KO4NH, this is
KI4MRA. KI4MRA, W4DJW.
KI4MRA, go ahead.
Are you the one I've been emailing with here for the last couple of days? Your name Fred, too?
Yes, sir, that would be me.
Well, I thought that was you, but I wasn't 100% sure. I just wanted to talk to you. You're the one that Fred sometimes checks in from Germany, is that right? Or he relays you in?
Yes, sir, that is me. I'm Fred the Third's father, and yeah, I'm usually floating around between here, Germany, Africa, and sometimes in Singapore.
Okay, world traveler, that's cool. All right, I thought that was you. I just didn't know for sure. Just wanted to say hello because we've been emailing and we haven't been talking. Just wanted to make sure I understood who that was, hear your voice, and let you hear mine just so you know who I was. Anyway, you should be getting that card in the mail soon. It'll be official once they vote on it, but I wanted to release that next batch of H because I had some people sitting on it for 2 weeks and I needed a reason to let them go, and you were the reason.
Copy. Glad I could help out with that. Yeah, I'm sure they'll vote me out. Just once they do, I have to pay my dues, and I already have that ready. Probably won't be able to attend a whole lot of functions with the way my work schedule is, but we're going to try to make what I can.
Okay, and when you're out and about and around the world, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can always get in with EchoLink, and I'm sure Fred can explain that to you if you're not aware of what that is already. Anyway, good to hear you on the air for the first time. So, Take care. Be safe. W4DJW.
Copy that on the Echo Link. I have it installed on the phone. A lot of times it's just way late at night and I'm already in bed when you guys are actually having a net. With that, we'll say 7-3s. Nice to talk to you. This is KI4MRA.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike Mobile.
Someone to sing the blues to.
In them dealerships there, bleed you dry.
Seeing it wasn't my car, it was my wife's car. She insists on going to the dealership. And that's her pocketbook. And I try to tell her that you don't absolutely do every little job on a car, but it's no cheating her.
I'm an ex-dealership mechanic. I'm here to tell you, brother, I work on all my stuff myself and wouldn't send it nowhere, period, under any circumstances. You just get bleached, you know.
I know it. They know it, too. It's sad. I'm standing right there. But like I said, home away from home, it was just 2 weeks ago we picked it up. We're fixing the gas tank sensor. And literally, she gets home and she says she hears fluid sloshing throughout the car and weird noises like fluid sloshing everywhere. So we take it back. And, of course, the previous repair required a lot of disassembly in order to get at it. And just the timing of this last little thing is mighty, mighty suspicious. I can't prove anything, but like I say, it's just mighty, mighty suspicious, you know.
And mistakes, not put things back, you know. There's a lot of heat shields around gas tanks, things like that. They might have removed some of them, and now she can hear it better. There's no telling. They were liable to have removed them and forgot to put them back or just didn't want to put them back and threw them in the trash. Depends on the quality of the people working on it, really. Or the integrity, I should say.
Integrity. Kind of wish they had Wi-Fi cameras there where the customer would be allowed to observe, you know. They got cameras everywhere else.
Oh, man, you can go back in the shop there and watch them work on your car, and, you know, they just say, stay over here, and, you know, everything was fine. Then the insurance came in and ruined everything. Everybody's suing everybody.
So they hit us, you know, it's just like every couple weeks now we're taking the darn thing back there for something, and it's just got me ticked off, just the timing of this. I'll lay down dollars to donuts that it's like you described. It was something during the reassembly process from the previous repair. It was probably technician error or somebody's error, and maybe they didn't know it. I'll give them that. Probably may not even realize it. But, you know, to charge us again, you know, another $450, not even the discount on the labor or the one part they had to order, you know, wouldn't give us nothing. We've been customers of theirs for 15 years now.
ULR, yeah, that's dirty.
Wife right there. Then and there, the guy has a call to try to talk us into trading in and tell us about the great deals they have on upgrades. My wife just laughed at him and said, we're not getting it from here.
Yeah, I've sold cars too down in Quality Nissan and Greenwood. I did that for about 3 months and I hated it. Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. It's absolutely.
I just feel like that car's in stage 4 and terminal, you know. It's just one thing after another and it's just dying one component at a time. So as we were finalizing things, I just said, you know, you guys are like a chiropractor, so I guess I'll see you again in a couple weeks.
And that's pretty good. The truth of
the money we're paying him, I figure I could probably give him a little bit for it, you know what I mean? Just give him a little bit. That's really not what I'm like. I very rarely ever do that, but, you know, they got a lot of our money, I can tell you that much.
Can't do anything, you know. Anyway, I got this VX7R. It's the first time I've really ever even talked on it, and just kind of curious what it sounds like.
There's a little bit of static to it, but I can hear you clear, but I doubt it's your radio. I've been hearing a lot of static today. You know, I've been on the repeater on and off for several hours, just driving around with errands, and, you know, no one's had an 8-1 signal today. It's been everybody, a little bit of static. Could be a repeater, could be atmosphere. I think it's something in the ambient conditions.
Down on the signal on me too, but yeah, just the HT 5 watts stock duck on there, you know, nothing special. I just always liked these. I picked it up a couple months ago and hadn't even really been using it at all. And finally got a chance today to play around with it. Get hosed at the dealership, that's just the way it goes, you know. I did a head gasket for a friend not long ago. Is you know, saved her. She's a friend of mine, so I saved her thousands of dollars pretty much by doing it. You know, that's just the way it goes. It's a lot of money for nothing, really, in my opinion. But, you know, it is what it is. That's why I say I do my own. I don't let anybody touch it. This way I know exactly what I've got. And I know, you know, if I did the job right or not, I'm not depending on anybody else. I just got tied up. I'm going to go ahead and get out here anyhow. Or I might not be back in the repeater. Either way, 73KG4QL.
4CBA Mobile.
4VAS Mobile.
Command KV4CBA Mobile. Name is David.
This is Mark. I'm mobile on I-85 going for clips.
Lucky you, you're up. That means you're facing the sun.
But man, it's rough.
The other day when I was out and the snow was just starting to melt and there's a lot of water on the road and the sun was out, boy, it was almost blinding. And I was driving my wife's car and I didn't have my sunglasses with me and she didn't have any. I would have worn hers if there'd have been some in the car. But I tell you, it almost gave me a headache before I got back. I ran to get some pizza, and it's about a 10-12 minute drive one way. But it was almost nauseating.
I know that it's kind of a funny story. I just had cataract surgery right at Christmas. And the one thing when you have that is everything is brighter than you're used to. And then the snow came, and I could hardly see. I mean, it was just unbelievable the amount of difference it made. Plus, yesterday, I went and got some sunglasses.
I don't blame you for that. I wouldn't mind having that surgery done. I don't wear glasses. I don't really need them. I think my vision's around 20/40, but I have to wear reading glasses, but that's not a big deal. But to drive, I don't even wear them. But I bought some polarized glasses because I play tennis, and sometimes you have to wear them because you're throwing throwing the ball up and you're looking right into the sun, and it's and that's really rough. It's hard for me to see the ball. I'll lose it in the sun if I don't have those glasses on.
I tell you what, I had glasses, but my vision was not that poor. I don't know what it was, but my distance was just blurry. I've got to have readers too. But I had the surgery, and now I don't even have to wear glasses for distance anymore, really.
Yeah, let me ask you, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 70.
Well, I'm 67, so I'm right behind you. Oh, man, I just turned 67 last month. I don't know, for some reason, it was kind of rough. I guess because I know I'm knocking on 70 now, so, you know, it just sounds a little funny to me. Oh, me. But I'm in good health. I mean, heck, I'm going to play tennis. I can't complain.
I'm healthy, too, except that the aches and pains come along with it. I play golf, and by the time I'm through playing golf, I'm about can't even move anymore. So, you know, it's a bummer getting old, really, especially when you've been active all your life and you just can't do the things you used to do.
I used to work on cars, and now just change the oil and rotate the tires in the driveway is a big task. Of course, you know, doing it at the dealership was a lot easier because you had the lift and you had everything right there. You didn't have to drag a bunch of stuff out because it was already there. In my house, I have to drag everything out of the storage building or storage room and off the garage, you know, there's a lot of getting down on your knees and putting the jack stands under the car. And in fact, my car sits so low that I have to drive it up onto, I've got a couple of 2x8s and I put 2x4s under one end of them, and it raises the front of the car up enough so I can get the jack under it. I can't even get the jack under the car. It's the bottom trim, I don't know what you call it, the jack hits it, so I can't even get it under there enough to grab hold of a piece of metal to jack it up.
I certainly know what you mean. I've got the same. I got a little old MG that I bought about four years ago, 72 MG, and you certainly can't get under that. So I got a ramp that I drive up on, and then it's really not high enough. I have to jack it up anymore, and then I put jack stands up under it so I don't die that way, to change the oil on that thing. And but it's a fun car to drive for sure, so it's worth it. But the older I get, the less I'm going to be able to do that, that's for sure.
But I got the motor oil and the filter sitting there right now. I need to change oil on this one. It'll be due in about 100 miles. 127 miles to be exact. 23 miles to be, anyway. Close enough. I did a funeral. I'm also a minister. I did a funeral for a guy that he got run over by his car. He jacked it up on a steep hill in his yard and was working under the front of it, and it fell forward off the jack stands and rolled over him and killed him. And he'd never the church or anything. That was a tough funeral. There was just a handful of people there. It's probably one of the hardest funerals I've ever done.
You have to do that. It's not a good thing. My wife doesn't want me to do it anymore, so I probably have, I don't know, maybe I've done about my last oil change on that car. I don't drive it, certainly during the winter. I start it every now and then, but, you know, you got to keep them in shape, and it's fun to drive, like I said, so I gave you something to do, but I just got my ham license not too long ago, I guess, to give me something a little less stressful.
See, my wife doesn't like for me to just get on the roof, and that doesn't bother me. Really, it doesn't bother me at all, but, because I used to frame houses, so, standing on a sheet of plywood, on a roof was, no big deal, and, we built, some three-story houses where we framed them anyway. I worked for a framing crew in the summer when I was in high school.
Sounds like you've been pretty doing physical work most of your working life. I have not. I'm a traveling guy, so I've just sat beside a wheel all my working life, traveling from town to town, and that's got its own problems. I've got back problems, so I'm sure that's a result of just sitting behind a wheel for 50 years now.
I got back problems too, but mine's trying to be a he-man. It only takes one time. So I tell people that have good backs, I said, it only takes one time to mess up. And I said, then you're in pain the rest of your life. So I've got a, what they call it, a ruptured disc, I think, and or partially ruptured or something. And sometimes it hurts, sometimes it doesn't. And I'll know in the morning when I get up, it'll hurt a little bit because I play tennis today, but that's not a big deal. I get up, move around, it'll be okay. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. My knees are still good, so I told my wife, I said, I'm going to keep playing until I can't stand up.
You ought to do, that's for sure. Stay active, and that's got to help. The reason I'm going to Clemson is I'm going to a basketball game over here, and it's meeting a bunch of old guys I went to college with, and still enjoying that and having a good time. So I'm just trying to, I just living life, man, living life.
We have a group that one of the ham radio operators, local guy here I went to high school with, and he just looking to see if I made his parking place here. He started this group, and we all went to Eastside High School, and we get together the first Tuesday of every month, and at this barbecue place, and it's mostly the class of 73. I think there's a few 74 graduates that meet us there too, but it's a lot of fun to get together with those guys.
We do. We got like four of us that go to every ball game, and we're going to meet up for dinner right before the game, and you know, just have a good time and shoot the breeze and the bull mostly. And they go to the game together. We just have a really, really good time. That's pretty cool.
So up out of here. I have arrived at the sports club, and I'm going to go inside and do a few, I've got time. Do a few warm-up exercises, and I've got a two-hour game at 5, starts at 5 o'clock. It's indoors, thank goodness. So you have a good evening, and be careful out there on 85. That's a wreck waiting to happen. 73's KP4, CBA. I'll stick around for your final.
I'm going on the back roads down toward Clemson. I always get off interstate as soon as I can. So I appreciate you coming in there, and I enjoyed talking to 73's to you, KO4, VAS, and I'm clear.